Okay, just in case I TH or whatever, I don't need this. I'm looking at a documentary about the Ponzi scheme. So it could be described visually like this. So there you are, you have a good idea. You come up with something, a product, anything that's cool packaged and interesting enough. And then you create this theater or game around you where you gather your friends and say, you have this product here and it's really great. And it works like this. I want to make you not customers, but dealers. And you can make a lot of money on this too. I do. I did. And I heard about this guy who made millions or billions or whatever. So all you need to do, you buy a supply, a stock of the products here. You will be educated, you will be certified, you will get stickers and hats and t-shirts with a logo, you will be authorized, we will supply with all the marketing material you need and the know-how. So then they buy that, each one of those 10 or whatever, and they have their supplies. And then they start doing the same thing, gathering their friends at home, making them distributors, promise them that they could make a lot of money if they simply go on like that, and if they can convince others to do the same. And so you make a lot of money all of a sudden because you're selling exponentially more products, more and more and more. And those above you will also make a lot of money, not that much as you do, but very good. And it goes that way up in that tree there. The higher up you come, they are also happy and satisfied because they make quite good money on it. And then you invite all the members to huge halls and fancy conference centers, maybe even your own buildings. And you have that gang there of your closest, the real rich ones, the real successful ones, and they tell you their success stories. You can see how rich they are and how they live and so on. You show off their homes and their yachts and everything. So, of course, that's a great, wonderful mass hypnosis superpower event. And from there it continues spreading down, where everyone inspires each other and assures each other of that, yes, you see, this can be yours too. And it works as long as it grows. And then gradually as it stagnates, the ones out here are not satisfied, not happy anymore, because there are no customers really. Maybe some are selling to customers, but really people don't buy that crap. They buy things in the shop, and that's not even the point of it. And no one really sees that. Because they think they are smart, they're not making customers to sell to, they're making distributors. They're helping them. It's smart. You can invite your friends home not to buy stuff to them, sell stuff to them, but to help them to become rich. What a nice marketing pitch. And whatever happens in the future, when the whole thing collapses, you will be gone, and your money will be safely resting in some Swiss bank accounts. Down there deep in the dungeons of the dwarves. Whatever Harry Potter-ish we have. Now, why am I telling you this? Because, well, you could watch the Netflix documentary Madoff, the Monster of Wall Street, and you would find exactly this thing done in the finance market, but the distributors there are just ordinary people who want to invest their hard-earned savings. So yeah, what can we learn from this? Well, that the probably worst sin today is greed. That old monster that can come up, creeping up in the human heart and take over the minds, turning you into its slave. Turning you into a psychopath. With no feelings, no remorse. Only chasing the drug. Even if he has to kill to get it. Therefore it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Trividam Narakasyedam, and so on. And Kama Esha, Krodha Esha, Rajaguna Smudva. It's all there in the old wisdom of humans on this planet. And you may say, you could say that we should have learned by now. Or how did we forget that which people obviously knew back then, thousands of years ago? Well, maybe they even knew it better than us. Maybe they didn't build these spectacular, flashy societies that we do today because they were less advanced or less intelligent. Maybe because they were less greedy. Ah, now you may say I'm a romantic. It was better in the past. But now, I'm just saying, let's learn from the past and act now to make a brighter future. Learning from the good and from the bad, but learning, for God's sake. Otherwise, where is this going to end? And here we just stand, all of us, looking at the world and saying, what is this madness? Wars here and there for money and countries, nations being taken over by huge corporations and... conspiracies all over that are not allowed to be called conspiracies because you're a conspiracy theorist and the whole world is a big mess of conspiracies, it seems. What's going on? And we scratch our heads and look at it and then we just turn back to our little funny screens and send stupid messages to each other. And watch people jump from mountain tops and play with their cats. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But we also need to be a bit awake to what's going on. Else we may find ourselves one day being just cattle in some animal farm. Some human animal farm. Just working to produce a lot of wealth and spend it. And giving the money to the guy above us in the chain. of this great global human Ponzi scheme that we seem to be stuck in. Some of us at least, some not. And I hope you're one of them who is awake, who is aware. Otherwise, join us, a secret organization called the Awares.